From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S. voters go to the polls to elect a new president. Democrat Hillary Clinton cast a ballot for herself, presumably, at a polling place near her suburban New York home. Republican Donald Trump voted in New York City. The winner of the election will become the country's 45th president, replacing Barack Obama. One group gaining interest from election observers is American Muslims. Kane Farabaugh says many of them are voting for Clinton.
I'm outside William Ford Elementary School, which is a polling location in Dearborn, Michigan. This is a site where many Muslim American voters are heading to the polls, and they're heading to those polls with a lot on their minds. Some of the voters that I spoke to coming out of that polling location indicated that their vote in support of Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton is not necessarily a vote for her, but more of a vote against the Republican nominee, Donald Trump. Here in Dearborn, Michigan, I'm Kane Farabaugh of VOA News.
Pre-election polls show Clinton with a slight lead over her Republican opponent. You can find out more about the U.S. election and get live coverage of the returns at voanews.com. Russian plans to launch new strikes on parts of Syria are being met with contempt in Washington, which is accusing Russia of trying to show off its naval capabilities at the expense of civilians. Officials in Russia's defense ministry told the Interfax news agency Tuesday that new strikes against the Islamic State group will target the outskirts of Aleppo. They say the attacks could come within the next few hours. Five men were arrested Tuesday in Germany, accused of recruiting fighters for the Islamic State terrorist group. Authorities say the suspects were taken into custody following a series of raids in the Lower Saxony and North Rhine-Westphalia states. This is VOA News. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says she will allow the country's parliament to select a new prime minister, a major concession as she seeks to survive a growing political scandal. President Park announced her decision Tuesday after meeting with the Speaker of the opposition-controlled National Assembly. In addition to allowing parliament to select a new prime minister, Ms. Park also agreed to let the prime minister control the cabinet. The United States has set up a panel at the World Trade Organization to settle a dispute with China over Chinese tariffs. The tariffs are on exports of 11 key raw materials, including copper, graphite, lead, and tin. The U.S. and China failed to resolve the dispute during a series of meetings in July. The Philippine Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that the country's former dictator, Ferdinand Marcos, could be buried in a National Heroes Cemetery.
Wherefore, premises considered, the petitions are dismissed. Necessarily, the status quo ante order is hereby lifted.
Marcos ruled the Philippines from late 1965 until early 1986. His 20-year presidency was marked by widespread corruption and human rights abuses. The International Organization for Migration reports several African migrants have died in a Libyan immigration detention center due to poor living conditions. Lisa Schlein reports.
The International Organization for Migration says it is working with Libyan authorities to improve conditions and stave off an emerging crisis at the Gharian al-Hamra detention center about 90 kilometers south of Tripoli. IOM spokesman Leonard Doyle says his organization is very concerned by the death of a migrant 2 days ago, the fourth such death in the past 3 weeks. He says all the men, who most likely came from West Africa, have died from liver failure. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Hungary's parliament narrowly blocked an attempt by Prime Minister Viktor Orban to amend the constitution to bar the resettlement of refugees in Hungary without the approval of Hungarian lawmakers and authorities. The measure failed to garner a single vote from opposition parties and fell 2 votes short of the 2/3 majority needed to pass. The World Meteorological Organization says the 5 years from 2011 to 2015 were the hottest on record. It released its analysis of the current global climate situation at a United Nations climate change conference, which opened in Morocco. The report says global temperatures over the past 5 years were an average of 0.57 degrees Celsius higher than temperatures measured during the second half of the last century. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes up at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.